Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we started to talk about this yesterday. There's a new swine flu, and I don't want people freaked out, all right? But you are going to see headlines saying that this new swine flu has pandemic potential. Now, the original swine flu that we had in 2009 killed, I believe, well, we're hearing ranges of in the hundreds of thousands range of people being infected or possibly killed. I'm going to get some more accurate numbers on that. I don't trust this one source. But apparently, researchers have been keeping their eye on this other, this swine flu, which isn't technically new. It's been around. I think they've been studying it now for multiple years. And they've been swabbing swines, okay, in China, swine to pigs, and they've been finding this virus. Some of the pigs are fine, but they have found that this virus can infect humans. I think in one cohort, they looked at 10% of people who worked with the pigs, pig herders or whatever, had the virus, which means there's a virus from a pig that has been able to jump to a human. Now, when a virus jumps, okay, we get jumpy. Part of the reason we have this COVID mess is this virus that we have with COVID jumped from a bat to a human. Now, even though there is a lot of discussion and more thought that this came from a lab in Wuhan, even with the lab theory of it being a lab leak, the origination of this virus, we have still found evidence that it came from a bat. Now, when the change happened, I don't know, but it's a zoonot, I don't ever pronounce this right, zoonotic, or basically it came from a zoo animal, okay, whether they were in a zoo or not, an animal. Zoo means animal, I guess. Came from an animal and jumped to a human sometime. And then what happened in December 2019, or maybe sooner, earlier in the fall, we are not really getting good details with that, ended up going from human to human. And humans didn't have natural immunity to this. So now people are being extra diligent when it comes to these viruses. And these researchers looking at this G4 virus, which we're calling it, actually it's G4EAH1N1, they're not going to get caught with the pants down this time around. And so they want to identify these things and see how virulent they could be to humans. And with one report looking at people working with these animals getting it, it means it's already had the potential to jump from swines to humans. Now, somebody might say, well, Dr. Dahlia, okay, H1N1, we already have a vaccine for that. We get our H1N1 in our trivalent and quadrivalent flu vaccine. Yeah, we do. Not the same one. Unfortunately, experts don't think that this G4EA, and I don't think like the G4 summit, they don't think that one is going to have the same sort of outer proteins that the 2009 swine flu did. So even though we do have an H1N1 within our vaccine, it might not cover it. So the reason why people are kind of getting their panties all up in a bunch with this one is because they think it does have pandemic potential. If we don't have a vaccine, right, if it jumps from animal to human, if we don't have natural immunity, we could be in a position where we have, unfortunately, another pandemic on our hands. Other officials and experts are saying, guys, I don't think we're there yet. All right, I don't think we need to panic. Let's kind of just deal with the whole COVID thing. Where I stand on this is, okay, if you know about the virus, just start working on a vaccine, okay? All right. We really screwed up with Ebola, not having a vaccine. Ebola had been around since the 70s, and we didn't have a vaccine, right? In 2014, that was kind of a cluster. Same thing with Zika. Zika's been around since the 40s, and we really don't have a vaccine. So if you guys think you see this, and I get it costs money. I get that. I know it costs money. All right? But, you know, just one company, get some grants. Everybody give this company some grants and let them work on it. Okay? Or maybe two companies. You know how in NASA you always kind of do double? Yeah. All right. So, but I would say I don't trust anything that comes from a pig. Pigs are supposed to be the smartest animal out there. And I know a lot of people like having pet pigs. And pigs aren't my favorite animal because I can't really eat them. You know, my favorite animal is a cow. Everybody's like, is it a doggy? Is it a kitty cat? Well, no. You know, I love them, but my favorite animal is a cow because I like to eat cow. Right? I don't like to eat cat. I don't like to eat dog, but I really like to eat cow. So yeah, I know. Can I hear an amen? So viruses. One thing I think we could kind of surmise with everything is viruses are tricky. Viruses want to live. They don't give a damn who's the president or which country wants to do travel bans or which, you know, what the weather is. Okay, the virus's job is to survive. Just like with us, our job is to survive. Our job is to live, to fight the infection. Okay? You get a foreign body, you get a splinter, your body's going to try to push it out. All right? Our job is to move forward and keep moving forward. So don't be surprised that if a virus is, you know, hanging around swine and, you know, the pigs are getting hormones and all sorts of other stuff and you know, and they're in mud and this virus goes, you know, this guy over here standing next to the pig seems to have a nice, better, warm body, you know, and seems to be respected more, right? Gets to watch Netflix, that virus might transit. I mean, what makes a virus decide? I don't know. But all we know is when we look at the sort of pathogens that we have, their drive to live is a lot of times stronger than our ability to stop them. So if we do have tools like vaccines, let's go for it. Now, what would this G4EA do to you? G4EA, yeah. Sneezing, coughing, myalgias, just like what swine flu did. You know, coughing, sneezing, body aches, fever, not wanting to go to work, that kind of thing. It's not a fun virus. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while we're talking about the economy and how all these industries are struggling, there is one industry that is booming, and it's been booming for so long that it is the fastest growing industry. Don't be excited about it. Unfortunately, it's human trafficking. Human trafficking, unfortunately, is one of the fastest growing industries, and it is tragically involving so many of our youth and young girls, boys. And Andy Berger, founder of Beulah's Palace and Voices Against Trafficking, is here to join us to kind of, you know, share with us what's been going on. Angie, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate this. Andy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Andy, thank you. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, when I look at your bio, I'm just blown away at, you know, everything you've experienced and, you know, what, please tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. Before there was a term called human trafficking, from ages 6 months to 17 years old, I was trafficked by all immediate family members and some extended family members. And by the time I was 5, it was so bad, I basically wanted to take my life. And it was the first attempt at suicide I made because my birth mother promised that she could take my life anytime she wanted. And she was basically the primary sexual predator.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I did. I tried. I went out there looking for a car to be coming by fast enough, and it didn't happen. And, you know, in that
And you were
moment,
5. You were 5 years old at the time.
I was 5.
Oh,
I just
horrible.
Wanted to be dead. I thought if I was dead, I'd be at peace, right? No one could hurt me anymore. And as I looked into the sky, it was so huge and so blue, I thought, I wonder, you know, how far this goes, who made it? Is there somebody or something bigger than what's happening, than the people that hurt me? And no car came by that day. And in that moment in my life, you know, God interceded in other people's lives. It could be something else. But I basically, you know, said in my little 5-year-old heart, you know, if you keep me alive, I'll do whatever you call me to do, you know, not knowing how hard it would be. And at 17, that was the last time my birth mother tried to take my life.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is so hard to share. And bless you for everything you've gone through. I think, you know, when a lot of us filter things out, I mean, I was assaulted, but nothing to the degree that obviously you had. And, you know, I suppress it and I don't talk about it. Although my listeners like to talk about it all the time. Well, now I do. But, you know, suppressed it and you just move on. And a lot of people don't realize that if they look, we have this whole entire, I mean, how many would you estimate are currently being trafficked right now in the United States?
Oh, the numbers would be a little difficult because we can only go by what's reported. And as you probably already
yes.
know, most people will not report. So
right.
what we kind of know from what the reporting says is that 2 out of, you know, 6 girls, but it's really more like 3, I think,
yes.
or 4. And 1 out of every 6 boys. But the scarier part, I think, globally, it's a $161 billion enterprise, and $99 billion of that is sex trade, sex trafficking. And in the U.S., we're already at $34, $35 billion, probably more by now, and we will overtake drug trafficking as the number one criminal enterprise in this country if we don't do something about it.
Absolutely. I know it's pretty graphic and we don't want to, you know, divulge too many graphic details, but I don't think a lot of people understand what trafficking is. It could range anywhere from family members selling, you know, time with you to forcing you to do it. Can you describe some of the more common types of trafficking?
Sure. I'll give you the Andy definitions, which are much more tame. I mean, in the movies, we see the commercial side of it. Somebody snatches a young person, they sell them, okay? We hear about the gangs, you know, the gang member invites a girlfriend over to a party, and it's all his friends, and he sells her over and over. Okay, so those are things we see in the movies. But in my experience, and this was in the 60s and early 70s before there ever was, we didn't even talk about child abuse then, mm-hmm. but if an adult transports or procures a child and they know what's going to happen or what's going to be done to them. So in my case, I was transported to different places, even a different room, and you know what's going to happen to that child as the adult, then that is trafficking. That's my version. But basically,
yes.
we hear about the economic part. It's if you transport them for pay, well, it doesn't really matter because that's a minor
right.
child. And you know they're going to be sexually abused or assaulted or hurt or tortured or violated, you are just as responsible.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's where I come from. And, you know, of course, there's labor trafficking and other things, but I'm mostly focused on that because sexual violation is the most intimate violation. It goes to the soul of that child or that young person or that young adult. And so this is something that has just got to stop. We may not be able to stop depraved nature, but we can certainly cut into the business end and into the free-for-all we seem to have right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we're talking to Andy Berger, founder of Beulah's Place and Voices Against Trafficking. You have hit a lot of obstacles when it comes to Capitol Hill and Washington and state and officials. Why is that?
Well, I think part of it is, and you know, a lot of people say COVID-19, you know, has ruined a lot of things, but, you know, there are only so many issues people can handle. And honestly, human trafficking doesn't seem to be the issue that people get excited about. I don't know why, because it should be at the top. But I will tell you, last November, when I spoke on Capitol Hill with a bunch of other organizations, we had 20 organizations, we had 6 Congress members from both sides of the fence that came and took time to be there and to speak and to support us. And so I think right now they're just overwhelmed with multiple issues, not just the national economy, the national safety. They've got all kinds of things going on. But the great news is Voices Against Trafficking is going to have an online event on Zoom, international forum with speakers from all over, survivors, you know, people that are prevention, education, all over, and anyone can join that. And it will be July 29th. From 11 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I sure hope you'll join us for that. But mm-hmm. it is going to help promote the collective voice against trafficking.
Gosh, that's fantastic. And you have a refuge for homeless and abused teens in Oregon. Tell us about that.
Yes, Beulah's Place came about 12 years ago. We've been an all-volunteer-driven organization for that long, and we rescue at-risk homeless teen boys and girls who have either been trafficked, criminally preyed upon, or they've just simply been abandoned. And they go to the streets because it's safer than what they're running from, which mm-hmm. is very sad. So we intercede. We make sure they finish high school. They get jobs within the first week or two they're with us. And we use a safe house system for the adult teens, the 18 to 20-year-olds that we can house. And the minor kids, we do everything except house them because we don't have that facility yet. We're nice. Working on that. But we just make sure that these kids get food, clothing, that they get integrated back into community successfully in a 3 to 5 month period of time.
Gosh, that's amazing. So I'm sure we have parents that are listening right now, and they have young children, and they're probably wondering how, if, let's say, they provide a proper home, where are the vulnerabilities when children get taken away and then become trafficked? Is it that they're taken on the way to school? Is it taken after school? Is it that they get involved with a group of friends, just like kind of like Jeffrey Epstein? What do you notice is one of the biggest hot spots, how children, unfortunately, get involved with this?
Well, one of the big things that I didn't actually have to deal with growing up is the internet and the chat mm-hmm. rooms. And if, let's say you have a child who's maybe a little bit more quiet, or they're artistic, or they're a brainiac, or maybe they're not the captain of the football team kind of kid, you know, and they've been bullied. And so they go to the internet, they look up things, you know, they want a friend, right? We all want to have a friend. We want to be liked. It's human nature. And especially for young people, their identity is wrapped up in, you know, do they like me, right? So the internet is one thing, and a lot of adults, guardians, parents, do not pay enough attention to what their kids, who they're talking to, or what's happening mm-hmm. in that area. The other part, the very physical part, think about, you know, whether it's a youth group or a social group, or where these kids go for birthday parties, for sports.
Right.
You know, back in the day, you would never let a stranger or someone you don't know take your kids out of town for a sports event. But yet, this is very common today, even in the universities that have had scandals. We see that. So mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. it's partly being involved in who's with your child, who's with your teenager, who really are they talking to, not in a military mm-hmm. way, but just in an education way. If you talk
aware.
To your child about drugs and sex, yes, why not
exactly.
talk to them about the other danger?
Exactly. Andy Berger, thank you so much for joining us. How can people find you?
They can go to BeulahsPlace.org, BeulahsPlace.org, or Voices Against Trafficking on Facebook. We would love for your audience to like us, because we are building a million voices against trafficking, and we're starting today.
Sounds good. Thank you, Andy. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck, and we'll talk to you on the 29th.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Director Stephen Hahn all testifying before the Senate committee. FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn discusses what can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus in schools.
While vaccine research is ongoing, rapid testing and therapeutic development can aid in the safe return to school, college, and the workplace. FDA is constantly evaluating new data we receive on testing so that we can promote the development of new and better tests.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says any threat by Russia against the United States should be met with a swift and deadly response. The Wyoming Republican opened a Capitol Hill news briefing with those words, referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says any new proposals to recover from the coronavirus pandemic should be narrowly focused.
Any further recovery effort should focus intently on three things: kids, jobs, and health care.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican also says that any places that reopen should have protections from lawsuits.
One helpful policy would be strong legal protection for schools, colleges, nonprofits, and employers that are putting their necks on the line to reopen.
Private religious schools can get tax dollars, so says the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling on Tuesday. The decision touched on a Montana program that originally didn't allow any government money to go to schools controlled by churches. And the creative force behind the Dick Van Dyke Show has died. Carl Reiner died on Monday at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 98 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So, okay, I might be off by a day, but it looks like schools, some schools, my neck of the woods, are going to be open in 40 days. Are we ready? No, we're not. No, a lot of us parents are like, please take our kids back. We are done with the online schooling. I couldn't help my kids. I mean, I went through some of the highest math possible. After Calculus 3, Analytics, Biostats, I went through as high a math as possible. When my kids bring their math to me, I'm like, duh, I just don't remember it all. I don't, maybe the college years kind of messed up my memory. I don't remember, but I mean, I can't really help them. You know, I graded my son's paper. I graded my son's lab report. He wrote a lab report. And I told you guys, it depressed the hell out of me, where I saw that when my kid would write a like a paragraph or a paper or an essay, he wouldn't put two spaces after a period. Well, you always do that. You put a period, then you put two spaces, one space after a comma. And so I'm getting on him, and I am fixing every single sentence on his paper. He's like, what are you talking about, Mom? And I go, two spaces after period. So I go online to prove it to him, and the first thing that comes up on the Google search is nothing screams over 40 as putting two spaces after a period. And I just started crying. I mean, I didn't realize that that's an old Generation Xer or even Boomer sort of thing. I thought that all millennials and Zers knew to do that. Well, I guess with computers, it doesn't matter. So I get depressed helping them with their homework because I realize I don't remember a lot of stuff and I'm old. And so, you know, carrying the one. We used to carry the one, right? You carry the one. Apparently they don't do that anymore. They do all this weird, funky math now. So I don't know how effective online schooling is. However, do I think we're ready to open up schools in 40 days? Nope. I mean, 40 days is a long time. But the problem is, and me being in the news and in media, is every day there's something new going on. So I live in Nevada. So our governor decided to extend phase two. I'm going to be on News 3 talking about this a little bit in about an hour or so. And phase two, everybody's phases is different. Okay, you would think, you know, okay, phase one is everybody stay home. Phase two, or phase zero is everybody stay home. Phase one is, you know, more essential businesses can do more services. Phase two allows maybe certain restaurants or whatever. Every state is different. So, you know, some places bars will be open on phase two. For some places, salons will be open. For, I think California salons don't get to open till phase four, so everybody's different. And that's okay. The governors have a right to individualize what their state needs. But there's a lot of pressure with what's going on in Arizona, what's going on in Texas, what's going on with Florida, even California, for the governor to do something. And so the safest thing to do is to not open up to phase three. I don't know what phase three would be. I think phase three might be we get to start roller skating again. I mean, we got to play pickleball in phase 2A. Phase 2C or D might include some other activities. But ice skating and roller skating, I love ice skating. I don't think those are open yet. I don't know. Probably because you fall on people and then you can breathe on them. So it's not an easy decision on what we do as cases are spiking. Cases are spiking. Hospitals are getting, I know people want me. Can I just take a quick second here? Okay. I understand that a lot of this is politically charged, and I get that a lot of you, all right, might agree with a lot of my feelings, okay, such as I thought Obamacare was a complete cluster. I'm for gay rights. I'm for, you know, the Second Amendment and us being able to, you know, have guns to protect ourselves. I'm for saving the environment. And so whether I'm an independent, whether I lean right, left, whatever, I think there's a lot of you that agree with some of the things I say and some I don't. And so when you ask me how I feel about masks, how I feel about COVID, do I feel it's a conspiracy, do I feel that, my political hat is not going to be the first thing I wear. My medical hat is going to be. We don't wear hats in medicine. Maybe we should, because I'm having a real bad hair day right now. And so even if I think somebody wearing their underwear on their face to get into an Uber car, like that one woman did, is a complete waste of time, even though I think some of these face coverings people are wearing are absolutely useless, as a doctor, I am going to support the medical community. I will always support the medical community. I may have my opinions, but I'm a doctor. I'm licensed in this state. And if something helps protect, even if there's only 10% efficacy, I'm still going to promote it. Same thing with flu shots. You guys get so mad at me when I talk about flu shots and when I support flu shots. I get it. I get that some of you have had side effects to flu shots. I get that I've seen the side effects, all right? But I have to, as a doctor, pick recommending flu shots or not recommending flu shots. And if I think flu shots are more protective, even though they're not 100%, I'm going to pick the flu shot side. All right? And I know it ticks people off, but in medicine, everything isn't always just, you know, black or white. We can't just choose a side and say it works, you know? We have to have that flexibility. We have to realize that some people might have side effects to something. We have to realize that some masks might be completely contaminated and people are screwing around and they're not handling it well or whatever. But yes, I am going to support any sort of barrier because this virus is stupid. This virus is one of the biggest pains in the ass we've ever had to deal with, and it is destroying everything. It is destroying relationships. It's destroying grandparents seeing their kids. It's destroying the economy. It's destroying people's relationships. And whatever the hell we have to do to get this sucker to finally go away, even if it's prayer, pray. Pray. I've been praying every day for this sucker to go away. Now, schools are supposed to reopen. Some states are thinking about rolling back, like Arizona for the next 30 days. No movies, no bars. That's all rolled back. In Texas, 21 bar owners are suing Governor Abbott because they don't think their little bar is the cause of the COVID spread. They got a point. I'm also going to be really honest, you know, whether this agrees with Dr. Fauci or Donald Trump or Pelosi or whoever, but nature wins. And if this virus wants to stay and this virus wants to persist, you know, closing down a bar that maybe holds 50 to 100 people, yeah, it might help. But, you know, we do have to look at the long-term damage. We have companies that are dying. And it's very stressful for me when I walk into a place and they know my name. And they go, oh, my God, thank you. Thank you for coming. Please tell your friends. Please tell your friends. Did you take a card? Can you talk about us on your show? You see desperation. Desperation scares me more than this virus. And when I see people desperate, I get scared as to what comes next. All right? So you have a, you let's say, have a bar, you have a restaurant, and somebody comes in without a mask, and they can barely pay their staff. They might be like, screw the mask. Just sit down and we'll feed you so you can pay us. I mean, you know, we don't realize in our cush little houses being able to watch Netflix, some of us getting company benefits. There's a lot of people out there getting paid to stay home right now. They're all cush. Those aren't the people I really want to hear from right now. I want to know what the hell is going on to the people trying to make a business, trying to pay staff. Because once you're unemployed and you can't find another job, all right, that's not safe. So, you know, this virus, we're going to have to decide, and it's going to be tough because hospitalizations are going up. I am getting calls from 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds who are short of breath. This is a deadly virus. But we have to be honest. Is the neighborhood restaurant or the Hobby Lobby or the Michaels store or this craft shop the cause of this virus? Or is it because we have people that are so fed up with being, you know, locked up that they're trying to, you know, hang out with each other anyway? Or is it because people are told to wear masks so they're wearing the same dirty thing? I hate to say this. I had this in my car. It's still pretty fresh, but this is technically 4 days old. Is this really going to protect against COVID? So, yeah, I'm for masks. I'm for social distancing. But I think we're going to have to stop and realize that this virus might not give a damn about any of that. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I've been following what's been going on Chaz and CHOP. Chaz is Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. CHOP is the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. Some people just use those terms interchangeably, but Chaz is the geographical area. CHOP is what is happening. It's a protest. And one teenager who was only 16 years old was fatally shot and killed, died after being taken to a hospital. The other victim, 14 years old, is still fighting for their life in intensive care. In a statement, this happened within Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is located in Seattle. It was created amid the protests over the killing of George Floyd and the evacuation of the precinct by local precinct by police department. And community residents decided to take over that area, those multiple blocks area of neighborhood. And unfortunately, they have not been able to maintain control or peace. In a statement, Seattle Hospital Harborview Medical Center said one of the boys was brought in by a private vehicle at 3:15 local time, so in the middle of the night, while the other was driven by the fire department's medical team at 3:30 on Monday. The male shooting victim who arrived at Harborview has died. Now, the site has initially been occupied by hundreds of peaceful protesters during the day. At night is when things start getting more dangerous. This is the fourth shooting within the boundaries of CHOP in only 10 days. The first shooting happened June 20th, early hours. A 19-year-old man named Horace Lorenzo Anderson was killed, and a 33-year-old man was injured. A second shooting happened the next day, left a 17-year-old boy injured. Another person was wounded in a third shooting 2 days later. So now what's happening? It's getting dismantled. So CHOP is now on the chopping block. So barricades have already started to be torn down. I'm watching construction vehicles start moving the barricades. As you know, demonstrators have occupied several blocks around Seattle's police department's East Precinct, as well as a park. This has been going on now for 2 weeks. Police had to abandon the precinct following clashes with protesters calling for an end to police brutality. So now we're seeing crews pull down the barriers, according to footage from KIRO7. A hand-washing station was also removed, and then protesters were lining up plastic barriers, couches, and trash cans in an attempt to replace the concrete barricades. Daily Mail has contacted both the police and the mayor's office to talk about how they're going to deal with this forward. We don't have a statement yet. So, I think CHOP's own armed security were the ones who fired at a car driven by the teen after a crash into a barrier. And so if, you know, people are killing, you know, their own people within this, it's now, you know, beyond beyond tragic. This is, and from what we understand, a lot of business owners have been suing Seattle. They've made it clear they are not against Black Lives Matter or against CHOP, but they are suing Seattle because they can't run a business because delivery trucks are too scared to come in, etc. So Mayor Jenny Durkan had said last week that the city would start trying to dismantle what has been the CHOP area. And so barriers are down, not sure what's going on. We were told that the police were going to take back their precinct. I'm not really sure what's left of it. I don't know if it's been looted. Not sure what has been done with it. But it's a shame because, you know, you see the daytime, people loving their freedom and, you know, seeming to help each other and give each other money and whatever. It just seems to be so utopic. But as usual, whatever seems to look nice on paper doesn't happen because of all the variables. So New York has tried to also do autonomous zones, much more difficult. And unfortunately, it has started to become very, very chaotic. A monument at Washington Square Park was defaced by vandals. They threw red paint at it. Hundreds have gathered outside City Hall for a hashtag Occupy City Hall protest. There is supposed to be a budget vote. And they said they will not move until the city council strips at least $1 billion from the NYPD budget. They want NYPD to be defunded And the new budget is supposed to be coming out today, stripping it of $1 billion. The cut accounts for more than 16% of the force's $6 billion annual budget. Some say that is not enough of a defunding. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says it is punitive and a reaction to the Black Lives Matter protests around the world. Unions say that Mayor de Blasio is surrendering the city to lawlessness and putting New Yorkers at risk. Crime is spiking in New York City. Shootings, burglaries. I think people were aiming illegal fireworks at each other. Trump had tweeted, "We are tracking down the two anarchists who threw paint on the magnificent George Washington Statue of Manhattan. We have them on tape. They will be prosecuted and face 10 years in prison based on the Monuments and Statues Act. Turn yourselves in now." So protesters have set up Occupy City Hall camp, a lot of, and you see, and here's the other thing, too. We're looking at cases of COVID rising, and you see, unfortunately, people not really social distancing, and you know, when the Occupy, I don't know if you guys remember the Occupy Wall Street, but when Occupy Wall Street took place, we heard that there was a lot of unfortunate, defecation, unfortunate infectious disease, syringes, definitely wasn't a place to bring your kids. And when you have people in close quarters not showering and not, you know, getting good sleep or getting good nutrition because they're just, you know, grabbing a nearby, you know, I don't know, sandwich from one of the carts, ideal place for, you know, sanitation. So, meanwhile, with COVID, New York has made it very clear they don't want people from Nevada or Arizona or Florida or Texas coming. If so, you have to do a 14-day quarantine. Well, you have a lot of people thinking, you know, with everything going on, do they really want to, you know, do they really want to go to New York or New York City? Mayor Bill de Blasio has reached an agreement with the city council that pulls $1 billion from the NYPD, basically cancels the hiring of another 1,100 cops. Some Democrats, according to Daily Mail, say it's a step in the right direction. Others think that how are police supposed to do their job safely if they don't have enough people? And mind you, there, I think a lot of us are in agreement that there should be some reform. You know, banning chokeholds, allow officers to defend themselves and protect their lives, you know, without, putting themselves at risk, but putting also the people that the assailants at risk, you know, how to detain somebody without killing them. It, you know, it's interesting. I just saw a Bonnie and Clyde movie with Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner. I forget the name of the movie, but it was on Netflix. And Bonnie and Clyde get apprehended, and they tell them to, you know, put up their hands and freeze, and, you know, they don't, and it looks like they reach for their gun, and they were killed. And, you know, and I'm not saying that is anything that we want to replicate nowadays, but, the goal is always to make sure people stay alive within custody, and that's the goal 100% of the time, and that's what we need to do 100% of the time. But unfortunately, things happen. And what happened to George Floyd was so tragic and so wrong, but does that mean all these other police officers now need to have their lives on the line, not having enough, you know, funds, not being able to have cameras, right? You know, body cams, not able to have some of the newest equipment or vehicles. So, not easy at all. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Rebel. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.